with a powerful statement today that will change our concept of sickness and disease and healing and health. The Holy Spirit helped me to draw from the Word of God a statement that in my 43 years of experience, I never said this before. But as the Bible talks about in Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord thy God, for he that giveth thee the power to get wealth. The Holy Spirit reminded me in my prayer and study this morning and told me to call this meeting to tell you that God has given you the power to get help. I never heard that statement before, but the power of help is on the inside of you, and any sickness and disease in any way just have interrupted the power of help. And this morning we're going to find some ideals, some principles, and some laws that can bring us back. I'll read it in a moment, but there's tongues and interpretation this morning. I want to give you what God gave me in interpretation. You may say it after me if you want. You may write it down or record it, whatever way you want to get it. But this is praying in the Spirit and the gift of tongue and interpretation. Father, I yield to the help impact of the Holy Ghost. As sure as I sit or stand here, help is getting all over me. I know my help cometh from you, and that as I obey divine instruction, my help cannot be stopped again. The storm of sickness and disease is rolled out of my life today. The storm of sickness and disease is rolled out of my life today. The resurrection of health is flowing in full power. And that's Philippians 3:10, that you might know the power of resurrection. Then the latter part of Ephesians 1, where it talks about the power of resurrection. I am accessing my health by force today. It will never be taken from me again. That's Matthew 11 and 12, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, the violence taken by force. Then in Luke 11, 21 and 22, it talks about when a strong man armed keeps his palace as good as his people. When a strong man he comes, strip him of his armor, then he can spoil his good. And that's what it is we're doing by revelation, by anointing, by instruction, by information, by enlightenment, empowerment, is actually just taking back what is rightfully ours. We got caught in the traffic of religion, the traffic of being a church goer, the traffic of scripture by not letting the power fully flow, and it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to Father God that we who believe be brought back to his original plan of having the power to get help. In Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6, the word of the Lord says, behold, I will bring in health and cure. Notice the word health and cure. Look, notice the word I will bring in health and cure. And I will cure them. You notice that? Now, notice the latter part of that verse. And will reveal. That word reveal is very important. And will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. So the truth of health
will bring peace to our lives and peace to our bodies, because there is a loss of consciousness of health in the body of Christ, and they switch to healing. But actually, the original plan of God is for you to have a healthy body. And He has placed the anointing of health on the inside of you to cause you to have perpetual health. Now listen, food, confession, sleep, exercise, pills, all of those things assist the power of health that is already in you that have been some way derailed or deceived. But it is the power of health that the scripture said that my soul knows right well.
We talk about your soul being persecuted. We talk about your soul being prosecuted. We talk about your soul being perverted. Even in most of our churches, there's not a full revelation of health. There is a cop-out that we must have something. But that's not what the scripture says. Now, notice also in Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. There's another powerful scripture that we need to look at before I begin to give you ideas, principles, and laws that we're going to work to secure our health. No matter how sick you are now or how long you've been sick, enlightenment is a powerful thing. Empowerment is also a powerful thing. Impartation is also powerful. So it seems at this time, in this generation, this hour, we have been selected by God to let Him produce or reproduce in us His original plan. In Isaiah 58 and verse 8. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Notice that. Light. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. So I'm expecting some quick manifestation. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Now, notice we have light, we have health, we have righteousness, and we have the glory of God. Notice in that verse, I want you to see it before I move. Light break forth, then health shall spring forth speedily. Righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Health is built in the glory of the Lord. The presence of the Lord, all that God has, all that God can do, health is a part of that. So those are two powerful scriptures there in Jeremiah 33:6 need to be meditated, and Isaiah 58:8. We'll be going over those scriptures, and there in Psalm 139, verse 14. I want to show you two scriptures that I believe you know. But yet, the Holy Spirit seemed to auction me or prompt me to ask this question. I know I've asked it before, but there in James 5:14, it's a question as if the Father just checking up. Is there any sick among you? Wow, what a question. It's almost as if there is someone sick among you that are in the body of Christ, something wrong. That's not the way it's supposed to be. So here James asks, is there any sick among you? I mean, why would he ask a question like that? Then he said, you know, let them call for the elder, let them pray. But is there any sick among you? Meaning that it shouldn't be any sick among you. And our consciousness of health, I'll get to it in one of my principles and point, but our consciousness of health must be rebuilt by scriptures, by revelation, and by enlightenment from the Word of God. We can't let this system, Satan, self, religion, tradition, time determine how we're going to come out. The power of God's help is working in me right now. Say it. The power of God's help is working in me right now. The power of God's help is working in me right now. And I want you to am it, A-I-M, or point it at the organ or the problem that you're having on the inside or the outside of your body. I want you to am that at it all day long. The power of God's help is working in my leg right now. The power of God's help is working in my heart right now. The power of God's help is working in my pancreas, my liver, right now, my back, whatever. The power of God's help is at work. In Jesus' name, you see, is at work. Now, along with that question, I'm not going to turn to James. You can turn to it. But I want you to turn now to Psalm 105, verse 7. What a powerful comparison here the Holy Ghost have brought in our present to take us where we should be, and the power is there for it. In Psalm 105, verse 37, Psalm 105, I'll get together right, verse 37. 3 million Jews, and it bear witness with this question, is there any sick among you? Yet we have in this verse, in Psalm 105, verse 37, he brought them forth also with silver and gold. All right, that is silver and gold. Had a power of wealth. But then the power of health is in the next statement. Glory to God. There now, I see we have Deuteronomy 8:18 in that verse. And we also have Psalm 139, 14 in this verse. Two of the covenant rights that we have. I don't care how much sickness and disease out there. I don't care what the scientific reports are. It can't override the spirit world. We have to understand, the anointing is the greatest power that exists. There's no higher power. There's no demonic power. There's no worldly power. There's no governmental power. There's no political power. There's no medical power. There's no research that can overcome the power of the anointing to be healthy. So here we read, he brought them forth with silver and gold. You know, we're working on that, money coming. But we're also saying health coming. And there was not one fever or sick or disease, weak person among their tribe. See, that's why the question can be asked there, James, is any sick among you? Because we got the evidence here that it's possible for a whole host of people under God's covenant of healing and health not to be sick. See, not to be sick is in your personality, because your personality is of a divine nature there in 2 Peter, and sickness is part of the corruption, and through his divine power he's given you mean to escape all corruption. Speak to your body and speak to the situation, speak to the problem, and call help into it. So there was not one feeble person. So God's original plan, when he made us, fearfully and wonderfully made us, it was a marvelous work for us to live in healthy bodies to declare his glory as long as we live on this earth. Generational, by genes and all those things we're making excuses by, is just turn to the word and let the word be your master on this situation. In order to function in this type of revelation, Turn with me to the book of Job. The book of Job. I'm going to give you three words in a few moments. But I want you to turn with me to the book of Job. And I want to say in the book of Job, so you'll never forget it, this is your job as a believer to keep yourself healthy. In Job 22, Job 22, since health is God's original plan, God have given me the power to get health. The power of health is on the inside of me in the divine nature that I've taken from God. Three words I want to call your attention. I don't know how the Holy Spirit will open them up, but is foreseen, agreeing, and decreeing. Foreseen, agreeing, and decreeing. Here in Job 22:21, an accusation is brought against Job that is wrong, but yet the word in here is so powerful to call us back to our original place or the original plan of God for our health. In the 21st verse, we must not lose this. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. I like that verse. And that's what we're doing, acquainting ourselves with God. Now, I'll read the rest to get somewhere. Receive, verse 22, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in thine heart. Now, when I read that, that was a voice that comes shoving in my spirit that we don't use for help. But actually, Joshua 1:8 can be used for health success as you get God's word on it and God's law on it. The law of health, the principle of health, the ideal of health must be in your mind. Then the 23rd verse says, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle, or thou shalt put away sickness from thy tabernacle. See, but here we are doing here, return to the Almighty, not to man, not to some special preacher, not to some special group, not to some special doctor, but we return to the Almighty. They may be able to help us along the way, but it's finally going to be God who made us to manifest. So it says here, verse 23, if thou return to the Almighty for your help, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity or put away sickness and disease far from thy tabernacle. Hallelujah. Then he goes, you see, health and wealth run along together. Then shall I lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as a stone of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver, or thou shalt have plenty of help. Same thing. For then thou shalt, verse 26, have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Now, verse 26 is powerful. You see, verse 26. For then shalt thou have thy delight. And delight yourself in the Lord. The scripture said, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Health must be part of the desire of your heart. For then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face unto God. Now again, I need to repeat this so the Holy Ghost can help us. Yes, we're talking about what the health and eating right is so important. It's so important for you if you have a disability, a disease in your body, and your blood pressure is real high, for you to continue taking your blood pressure pill until. It's so important. All these things are assisting, but they're not supposed to be your lifestyle, because you're supposed to stand on the word, stand on trusting in the Almighty, to bring you to supernatural, divine help. Then it goes in the 27th verse, and we know something about this. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. As you look at the prayer life, the vow life, the paying the vow life, hearing God's voice, all of those things are involved. Now, the 28th verse is where I was working on, because we're talking about foreseen, agreeing, and decreeing. Now, the agreeing aspect, we'll get to it in a minute, in Matthew 18. Foreseeing is the revelation of really seeing God as he is. I think one of the first of the five aspects of miracle is to see God as he is. How God is? God is. He's whatever he say he is, and he never changes his mind. Now notice here, in the 28th verse, it says, thou should also decree a thing, and it should be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Thou should decree a thing. See? So you have the ability to decree. Now decreeing means it's a law that can't be stopped. Verse 28. And look what verse 29 says. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Now, I can't overemphasize, turn to Matthew 18, how important that is, foreseeing and decreeing. But to do that, you got to come in agreement. Jesus left us with these words in Matthew 18, talking about our authority as we agree with God and agree with one another. Here in Matthew 18:18, he says, now notice what he says here, because we're talking about possessing our health or taking our health back or walking in the power of divine supernatural health that God had ordained for us to live all the days of our lives. Here in Matthew 18, verse 18, it says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind all sickness, all disease, all weaknesses. See, you have that whatsoever, include that. Then he says, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I loose my health. I loose my strength. You understand that? All right. Again, I say to you, if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they should act, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, it's Amos 3:3. It says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You say you're sick. God say you're well. Your body say you're sick. You must say you're well. You must say it is well. I'm well. I'm healthy. I'm blessed. You must frame that mindset. No matter what's going on, you must frame that mindset and it'll change the situation. Hallelujah. Now, a powerful meditation came forth some weeks ago to me. In 2 Kings chapter 4, I think this will help you immensely. 2 Kings chapter 4. This seminar is on my heart. Health is on my heart for the body of Christ. We done had all type of healing. We laid hand, handkerchief, oil, and all of that is good. But the keeping of healing is health. Hallelujah. I say the keeping of healing is health. Here's this woman, and I think Dr. Robinson did a good job on changing people from dishonor to honor in camp meeting. Here's a woman, all those guys did a good job in camp meeting. Here's a woman who couldn't have a child, but she saw the prophet kept passing the house, so she made a room for him. She's a rich woman probably. Bed and all that, and then the prophet won't know what she needed. She said she didn't need nothing. And the servant said she didn't have a child. He called her, she stood in the door and said, you'll have a child this year next time. She said, don't play with me. But actually, she had the child. When the child become a grown youth or young man, he got in the field and got a headache. And the father sent him to his mom. And she set him on her knee and he died. She laid him on the prophet's bed. If you read the story. I don't have time to read the whole story because I'm working on something here. But we get to the scenario where the woman now preparing to go to the prophet to see him about this situation. And here in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 23 or verse 22, and she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And verse 23, and he said, the husband, wherefore would I go to him today? It is neither the new moon nor Sabbath. Now the boy dead, remember that. And she said, and you need to underline this, or you need to write it down, it shall be well. The boy dead. You sick. You got high blood pressure. You got your heart not working right. She said, with the boy dead, it shall be well. Why? Because the boy had a right to live. It was a gift from God. You got a right to be healthy, for it's a gift from God. You got to have tenacity. You got to have boldness. You got to have information. You got to have instruction. You got to have revelation. You got to have reverence. You got to have tenacity to hold on to it. I'm not going to turn you loose till I receive my health back. God love it. And that's my job, to stir you up in the spirit to stop you, stop settling for what somebody else told you or what somebody else had or what somebody else said. What does God's word say about this? He said, I'll send you help speedily. I speak speedily help on everybody under the sound of my voice. I speak speedily help now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, this woman said, she said, my God, she said, it shall be well. Then the fourth chapter in the 23rd verse, 23rd verse, the last statement, it shall be well. Don't forget that, because you're going to see four more statements need to go with this to bring you to the revelation of foreseeing. It shall be well. That's a foreseeing statement. That's a faith statement. Faith foresees what he want to see, not what he's looking at. Hallelujah. Now notice this. We go to the 24th verse. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me except I bid thee. 25th verse. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yon is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, watch this now, watch this. Is it well with thee? Number one. Is it well with thy husband? Number two. Is it well, now notice how he said this, with the child, number three. And she answered, it is well. Child still dead in the natural. You see what I'm saying? That's what you got to do about your health. The child still dead in the natural. She said it's well. Now the crux of the story is that he sent his servant. His servant couldn't get the job done. And the woman never left him. She said, I'm not leaving you. You give me this child through God. I want you to come back and bring it back. And he went back and laid on the child, and the child come alive. But she said, it shall be well. She said, it is well. It came out just like she said, in the face of sickness, disease, death, or whatever it is. She was facing death, and the boy came back alive. Make a note of that. Make a note that you have the divine right of calling things that be not as though they were. Now, I want you to turn with me to Romans 4. Romans chapter 4. Because there's a story about Abraham an impossible thing happening in his life, but yet it depicts what this woman just did. And we as believers have to make that a part of our life. Stop complaining, stop crying, stop losing courage, hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Now notice here in Romans 4, I'm gonna do a flip-flop deal here. It's a calling thing that be not as though they were, is spoken out in that 17th verse, Romans 4, 17, as it is written. Notice that's very powerful. I made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now, when I was meditating that, to bring it to you, now God says, I want you to take them back to the 16th verse so they'll know how this works. So the 16th verse in Romans 4 says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. What I want you to see there is faith, grace, and the promise. Faith, grace, and the promise. Also, I want to take you to the 19th verse. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, now sick, when he's about 100 years old, and neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Those are powerful scriptures. You know them, you've used them, but we've got to use them in the line of receiving our perpetual perfect help from God by faith with grace and a promise. Now, notice this. Jesus often asked questions. In John Gospel chapter 5, this man who seemed like was helpless, Jesus had the audacity to ask him, will thou be made whole? And you read the story, and I have so much, I got to keep going. But you know, the man answered wrong. He had his eyes on the wrong thing. He had his eyes on other men, nobody helped him. He had his eyes on the water, and he was talking to Jesus. That's what happened to you this morning. We may have our eyes on many things, medicine, different food, different things, but yet we must do that properly, but yet we must keep our eyes on Jesus. All right? I want you to write this down. Accessing the grace of help. Accessing. How do I access the grace of help? Since I'm right over there in Romans, Romans chapter 5, I want to read a couple of verses. Verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So you have access to the grace of help. Verse 5, tell you that hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost. So the wisdom, the revelation, and the grace of help belong to you. Now, listen to me very carefully. Let's see where I am here. All right, listen to me very carefully. Being in health is a divine benefit from the Father by covenant and cross rites, the cross of Jesus. Being in health is a divine benefit from the Father by covenant and cross rites. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word to heal us, deliver us from early grave. 1 Peter 2:24, you know, he took it by the cross. He became sick that we might be well. Then in Genesis 43, you want to write this down, verse 27 through 28, man had grown old, his sons come together, one son asked other son, hot old man. He said, it is well. He's in good health. So good health is supposed to be your whole life. That's Genesis 43, 27 to 28. Now, my health is God's will manifesting on earth through my body, glorifying the works of Christ. My health is God's will manifesting on earth through my body, glorifying the work of Christ. It's 1 Corinthians 6:19. 6:19, you know, you're bought with the price, devil glory. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curses of the law. One of the curses of the law is sickness and disease, we redeemed from it. You see that? That's that covenant and that cross right again. When you understand Psalm 139, 14, where he says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, sickness and diseases become like fornication and adultery. When our bodies are sick, we're letting the enemy fornicate. We're letting the enemy cause us to commit adultery. Our bodies, you see it, our bodies. So when you understand Psalm 139, 14, sickness and disease become like fornication and adultery in concern with your body. I don't supposed to be sleeping with this. Can you see that? That'll make you fight. Today, the world wellness and the word must meet face to face in my life. Today, the world wellness and the word must meet face to face in my life. Now that's Romans 12, 1 through 3. He told her to present your body. You're told not to be conformed to this world, be you transferred. And you're told not to think yourself more highly of yourself, but to be sober as God hath dealt every man the measure of faith. That measure of faith can get any help, anything that God give you. So Romans 12, 1 through 3 is so important. All right. Now, I almost got it. Listen with me a minute. I release the power of health out of my soul with thanksgiving and declaration. I release the power of health out of my soul with thanksgiving and declaration. Three scriptures, 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things your prosper be in health, even as your soul prospers. Psalm 139, 14, you know you're fearful and wondering, made my soul knows right well. Then Psalm 103, he said, bless the Lord all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord all my soul and forget not all of his benefit, who forgive all my iniquities. Here's the second one. Who healeth all my diseases. And it goes on and on. It's five things there. So you release that. My help cometh from the Lord, and I refuse to let it be any other way. You're back to Jeremiah 33, 6. Healing is birth in health. Or healing is built in health. You know the word health is H-E-A-L, voice. Healing is built in health. Or health is built in healing. The healer live on the inside of me. I must let him reveal the health anointing on the outside of me. So here we come now. We have a health anointing. But the word health prefix is the word heal. All right? Don't miss your chance of recovery and restoration. I believe in the spirit world. This is a chance of a lifetime God has given us. I wrote these footnotes here for you. And see, can you equip quench yourself with this and make the right acquirement to get it straight, or requirement to get it straight. And this is at large in the church, and pastor, all my pastors on the line and ministers. We have lost the consciousness of health. That's Romans 9:1. Today we must regain our consciousness of health. We're so busy fighting the sickness and disease, it had deterred us from walking in health. Number two, know this, that health is a gift from God already built in you. Health is a gift from God already built in you. Psalm 139, 14 again. So I say to you, keep the health of God ideal, principle, and law at work at all times. And then back to make this powerful statement, God has given me the power to get help. God has given me the power to get help. Now, I'm going to read a few things to you. I don't know if you're ready for the book yet. I'm going to read a few things to you. There is perfect and absolute health on the inside of me. In the name of Jesus, I release a continuous, perpetual flow of the power of health in my entire being now. The power of health is a gift from God. What happened when the power of the Holy Ghost? Now, these are notes. I'm not reading out of this book. These are notes God gave me. What happened when the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of health are given free course in my body? May a health quickening invade your body now. Keep the power of health aroused in your system. The power of the Holy Ghost is working the power of health in me now. Never permit the power of health to run low in your consciousness or your body. It's there, it's a live wallow inside of you. There's an element of health in every atom in the being of man. And this element, which when in action had the power to give perfect health to the entire health, Adam, or to the entire body. Therefore, the secret of perfect health is to give continuous action to all the element of health throughout the human system. And this may be accomplished in various ways, but there's one best way, and that's the way to keep it before you by your faith, that with Jesus' stripe you're healed. Keep that in your mindset. I'm going to close now. I'm going to close until God calls us to come again. I'm just looking for a few things. But the power of health is a system God has built on the inside of you. I am walking in the power of health. Therefore, I have absolute perfect health. You got to seal your health on the inside of you. So let's close here. Let's close here. To live perpetually in the consciousness of the reality of life, health, and holiness is to be permanently established in the active power of health in your soul. And this is our object in view. There's abundance of latent health in the system, and what we aim to do is to place that health in action. But this action must be sold, or it will not be permanent. See, your soul must pick up from your spirit and the Holy Spirit that God designed, no matter what around you, no matter what disease. I remember, I forgot who was it. That man was named, he's one of the old prophets. He put his hand in that disease and the disease died. I know some of y'all know who I'm talking about. It wasn't Dawey. I can't remember who it was, but he put his finger in some thing created in sickness, and that sickness died. As a man knew the power of hell was on him. Father, we thank you today as we did our third episode on divine health. The people that are connected to me, all the ministers, all the churches, the LTMA, all the intercessors, all the ministers, my MVBs, I release to them divine health, all on the line from everywhere, whoever listening, that this revelation of health, the power of health, God had given us the power to get health, will be real, be alive in our lives. We thank you for the word of God. We honor your word. We honor your promises. And we just thank you and praise you for this seminar. In Jesus' name, amen. See you later.